"What are you doing, little Zalmin?" asked Mother, as she came into the room and found little Zalmin standing next to a large basin of water. Little Zalmin looked up and said, "Why, Mommy, I'm doing my homework." "What kind of homework is that? All I hear is the splashing of water."
"Well, you see, Mommy, we learned something very interesting in class today.
Our teacher taught us how to wash Negelwasser as soon as we get up in the morning."
"Oh, how interesting," said Mother. "Tell me more about it."
"Well, our teacher taught us how to wash our hands in a very special way. And this we do
right after we say the Moder Ani."
"Yes, Mommy, that's what my homework is all about. And do you know what our teacher brought to school today? A large basin, a tall cup with two handles, and a towel. He showed us exactly how to fill the tall cup with water and how to pour the water over our hands. And as a special treat for tomorrow, our teacher said he's going to give us all a chance to wash Negelwasser in front of the class."
"Oh, how lovely," said Mother. "Let's see what you remember from today's lesson."
"Very well, Mommy. I'll try. It goes like this. First, I take the large cup with my right hand and place it into my left hand. Then I pour the water over my right hand, like this."
"Oh, how interesting," said Mother. "Please go on."
"Then I take the large cup with my right hand and pour water over my left hand, like this. Now, I repeat the same thing until both my hands are washed 3 times. And to top it all, I also know the bracha, the blessing for washing Negelwasser. It goes like this. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam Asher kidishonu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu al netilas yodoyim. And the meaning to these words are, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, who has made us holy through his commandments and has commanded us on the washing of the hands. And to help us remember this lovely mitzvah, our teacher taught us a new song, and it goes like this.